Welcome to Kinsey Confidential. This is your opportunity to ask questions about sex and have them answered. I'm Dr. Debbie Herbenick, a sexual health educator at the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Here is today's question.
13 years ago, I stopped getting wet during foreplay and during sexual intercourse. I barely even get wet. I honestly don't even know what an orgasm would feel like. No one ever had explained this kind of stuff to me except my husband, and he doesn't count because he's a guy. Is there something wrong with me?
A woman's vaginal lubrication is influenced by a number of factors, including characteristics of the woman herself, such as her age and hormonal status, as well as characteristics of the sexual event, such as time spent in foreplay, how arousing it feels to the woman, how long it lasts, as well as other factors. As a woman ages and approaches menopause, vaginal dryness becomes more of a problem for many women. However, data from my research team's recent National Survey of Sexual Health and Behavior, which examined the sex lives of women and men ages 14 to 94, found that even young women experience difficulties with vaginal dryness. For example, about one-third of women, even college-age women, experienced difficulties with vaginal lubrication during the most recent time that they had sex. I would encourage you to mention your difficulties with vaginal lubrication to a healthcare provider. Sometimes medications, such as low-dose estrogen birth control pills, are thought to contribute to difficulties with vaginal lubrication. Other times, certain medical conditions may play a role. Depending on the situation, a healthcare provider may recommend the use of a vaginal moisturizer to help maintain a sense of vaginal wetness and comfort. You might also try using lubricant or try spending at least 15 or 20 minutes in foreplay doing things that you find sexually exciting to enhance your body's natural ability to lubricate. Also, baths and showers can dry the vagina, so you may want to wait to have sex until you've been out of the bath or shower for a while so that your vagina has a chance to become more wet again. As for orgasm, every woman's experience of orgasm is different. While some women experience powerful orgasms that feel like clear events, other women experience orgasm that's quite mild. And you're correct to sense that although there are some similarities in men's and women's orgasm, there are also some key differences. Nearly all women appear to be capable of experiencing orgasm, but it can take time, practice, and exploration, alone or with a partner, to develop ease with orgasm. If you're interested in learning more about orgasm and how you might explore your sexual response in ways that make orgasm easier to experience, you might consider reading Becoming Orgasmic or Because It Feels Good. You can learn more about these books on our Kinsey Confidential website.
You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook and follow updates all week long. That's at facebook.com/Kinsey Confidential or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more at kinseyconfidential.org. Our next question.
Whenever I try to stimulate my girlfriend's clitoris, whether orally or with my hand, she says it tickles or hurts. I have never experienced anything like this with past relationships. Any suggestions to help her become comfortable with clitoral stimulation?
Absolutely. Even though I'm sure you know that all women are different, it is helpful to be reminded of that sometimes. In spite of your experiences in previous relationships, your current girlfriend is giving you really valuable information about her body and her sexual response that I would encourage you to pay attention to. Specifically, she finds that clitoral stimulation with either your mouth or your hand feels ticklish or even that it hurts. Just because the clitoris is a highly sensitive area of a woman's body does not mean that all women want to have direct sexual stimulation of their clitoris during sex. In fact, it is too much to take for some women. It may feel uncomfortable, ticklish, or highly sensitive in ways that make women ask their partner to stop that right now. It can also vary over time. For example, sometimes a woman may find that direct clitoral stimulation is uncomfortable until she is very highly aroused, and then she can accept it more comfortably and even enjoy it. Other women never enjoy direct clitoral stimulation, but may enjoy stimulation of the area around their clitoris, the labia minora or labia majora, also known as the inner and outer vaginal lips, her vaginal canal, or her breasts or neck or inner thighs. Consider talking to your girlfriend sometime when you're not about to have sex or in the middle of sex. Reassure her that you've heard her and understand that clitoral stimulation is sometimes uncomfortable for her. You might ask what types of stimulation feel good or what types of stimulation should be open to trying. Some couples make it a sort of sex game to try different types of stimulation using one's hands, mouth, or even lubricant or sex toys, and then trying different paces, rhythms, and pressures, such as soft versus firmer pressure with one's tongue or slow licks versus fast flicks. If you frame the experience as about pleasure, rather than trying to reach orgasm together, you can open yourselves to a range of experiences, knowing that it doesn't have to end a certain way, and that the only success is learning more about each other's bodies, rather than focusing exclusively on orgasm.
Dr. Debbie Herbenik is a sexual health researcher and educator at the Kinsey Institute. Kinsey Confidential is produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. We need your questions. Submit them through our website, where you can listen to archived episodes of the podcast and read the blog. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.